can hear me okay. Great is the Lord, greatly is he to be praised. Thank you for joining me on this prayer call on this evening. We're thankful to him for his goodness, his mercy, his kindness, and his grace. We're thankful for being alive and able to be on this prayer call on this evening. I'm grateful. I'm thankful that I'm alive, and I know that you are too. My prayer is that you, as well as your family, are being safe, are being wise, understanding by which the season by which we are in. I just want to tell you that we are just grateful to know that God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Sometimes when we're going through life and we don't know what God is doing, we have to trust him. We have to stand on his promises. We have to stand on his word, understanding that God can, God will, and God will continue to do amazing things that are in our life. Before I get started, I want you to know that we need to pray for a consciousness of knowing that in this season, we need to be wise people. We need to understand that there are many trying to act as if though we are not in a very sincere season of life. But I just want to say something. How could it not be serious? How could it not be serious? And we're in a sincere season of life when over 500,000 people have lost their lives because of this coronavirus. I know many times I get on and we want to start out with positivity, and this is positivity. The positivity of understanding, and that today alone there were over 43,000 new cases right here in the United States of America. Understanding that over 130,000 people have lost their life in the U.S. of A. And I want us just to understand that we need to be careful. We need to be aware, and we need to trust God in this matter, knowing that God is good and he is worthy to be praised. For the Bible says that they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And what we want to do, not just from a salvation standpoint, but from a protective standpoint, we want to make sure that we are listening to the voice of God, that we're standing on the promises of God and standing upon God's word, knowing that he is in total control. I want to be able to read a passage of scripture for you tonight. And I just find it very interesting. Going to the book of James, you know, the book of James was the book, one of the books we read on this month, this past month, last day. Can't believe tomorrow we're moving into a new month. Just knowing the time is just going by so speedily and understanding that the days and time is going to do its job. What we do with time and what we and how we manage time has a lot to do with the outcome of what happens in our life. From the book of James, the fifth chapter, and I want to begin to read from verse 15. It says, I think I'm going to start from verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any among you, let him sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again. And the heaven gave rain. And the earth brought forth her fruit. Lord, have mercy. I'm going to read verse 17 and 18 again. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again. I'm going to read that again. And he prayed again. And the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. I want to talk to you for a few moments from this simple thought tonight. Prayer for something to start and prayer for something to stop. I'm going to say it this way. Prayer for something to stop and prayer for something to start. When I think about this this life by which we're living, a life by which we are depending, and I'm going to say this, solely upon God, solely upon his name, solely upon his word, solely upon his truth, is absolutely amazing to me how prayer is the very sound that we need to hear the most. Where would we be? And I don't know where and don't want to know where. Where would we be if we didn't have the ability to talk to God? Prayer is communicating with God. Prayer is talking to God. Prayer is having dialogue with God. It's not only us talking to God, but it's God talking back to us. Prayer is the tool, is the avenue, is the conduit by which we can have interaction with God. For he said, we ought to always pray and not to faint. And sometimes when we go through life, sometimes things start, and then sometimes things stop without our permission. This coronavirus started. It was allowed from somewhere. And unfortunately, it seems to be growing. Matter of fact, they're talking about 40,000. The United States of America is averaging 40,000 new cases a day, which means 280,000 cases a week. The average one case represents four people. So if the numbers are accurate, then over 1 million people a week come across or engage with someone that who has been infected positively with coronavirus or COVID-19. Now, that doesn't bring fear over me, but it brings a reality that we need to trust God. So tonight, the Lord says to me, I want you to deal with just for a few moments, and I won't hold you long, is the power of prayer. to start and stop. And many times as we go through life, Scripture says, if there are any among you afflicted, let him pray. If there's anybody merry, let him sing songs. Then he says, if there are any sick among you, let him call for the ones who are mature in the kingdom. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, notice it didn't say the prayer of sound, it says the prayer of faith shall save the sick. But even though we pray in faith, it's the Lord that's going to raise him up. If any have committed sin, they shall be forgiven. It's powerful. Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, the heated, the intense, the sincere, the passionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man, and that's not gender, man or woman, gets more. Lord, have mercy. The question now becomes, is perhaps, just a thought, that some of our levels of more have not come because we're not passionately praying fervently unto God. Well, then we have to ask the question, what stops fervent prayer? Maybe doubt, unbelief, maybe non-sincerity. Maybe you're asking, but you ask amiss. You're not really believing that God is going to give you what you need. Tonight is all about creating a greater intensity of prayer. Tonight is all about causing there to be a greater level of sincerity in what you're believing and what you're attempting and what you're trying to accomplish through the realm of prayer. I don't know about you, but I need more. I want more. And I'm believing God for more. It says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I'm going to give you some proof in the next verse. Elias or Elijah was a man. Even though we know he was a prophet, he was still a man, subject to the like passions of humanity as we are. And he prayed earnestly. He prayed fervently. He prayed sincerely that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth. Lord, have mercy. One man's earnest prayer affected the world. He prayed that something stop. And about the space of 3 years and 6 months. Boy, that's powerful. This man prayed a prayer. And you mean to tell me one man prayed and the next thing you know, for over 1,300 days, the earth did not see rain. The Bible says he prayed that it might not rain. So that means it was raining before. He prayed that not a drop of rain come from heaven because there was a test. There was a test of the God of Baal, fertile God, whom by which King Ahab and Jezebel served. And Elijah the prophet said, the God that I serve is the God of the earth. And you can go and play your rain music and try to make it rain. You can get your rain dances. But he went to the king's throne and said, it won't rain until I say so. Lord have mercy. Now that's somebody has some confidence in God. He goes and tell him it won't rain until I say it's going to rain. To prove to those that don't believe that prayer can change the world. Prayer can get in the elements. Prayer can get in the atmosphere. And then the Bible says, he prayed that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3.5 years. So this man done messed around with this fervent prayer and this earnest prayer and prayed, and something stopped. Well, I come to encourage you tonight that you can pray earnestly and effectually, and it could stop something in your house. It could stop something in your community. It could stop something on your job. It can just stop something in your body. It can stop something in your mind. And then the Bible says, and he prayed again. Lord, have mercy. That's, I'm so thankful to God that we have the ability to pray more than one time, and we can pray about more than one thing. He first prayed that something would stop. And then he turns around again and prays again. And he prayed again. And the heaven gave rain. I want to stop there for a moment. About the diversity, the multiplicity, and the options of prayer. I believe, God, that we got the power and the authority this week, tonight, to pray that something stops and then turn around and pray that something starts. Depression got to stop. Sickness got to stop. Oppression needs to stop. Debt needs to stop. Heart attacks, strokes, cancer. Please stop. Our God. Addictions and struggles need to stop. Fear, doubt, unbelief needs to stop. Chaos, racism, segregation, hatred needs to stop. And then he prayed again. It sounds like he was binding and loosing. Lord, have mercy. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Behold, I give you the keys to the kingdom. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. The Bible says when he prayed, it didn't rain. And rain came from heaven, came from God's orders. You know, man can pray that it rain all he wants to, but he can't make it rain. Lord, have mercy. God's the only one that can make it rain. If man can make it rain, he'll be the weatherman and be telling us he can only predict. And then the prediction still depends on God's determination. He said it is not going to rain, so it sounded like he was binding. Didn't the Bible say he prayed again? That it might rain. Sound like he was loosing. But when he prayed, the Bible says this. And the heaven gave rain. Lord, have mercy. I'm looking at this. I'm saying, this is absolutely phenomenal. This is an incredible principle in God. But guess what he said? It's got to be effectual. It needs to be fervent. It needs to be the prayer of the righteous, those that are in right standing with God. He said, now they're going to get much. He was a man subject to passion. I mean, he could hurt, he could feel. But he prayed earnestly. Lord, have mercy. He prayed sincerely. He couldn't have prayed with doubt. He couldn't have prayed with unbelief. He couldn't have prayed with fear. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain. Stop it, God. Stop the plan of the enemy over my child. Stop the plan of the enemy over my grandchildren. Stop the plan of the enemy against my life. But then he prayed again that the heavens gave rain. Now here's what gets interesting to me, and I will soon pray with you. What gets interesting to me is what happened next. He started praying again. And the Bible says, then the heaven gave rain. Now that's powerful, right? That the heaven gave rain. But here's what's amazing to me in this story. And I love the text. And the earth brought forth her fruit. Wait a minute, something doesn't happen. I want you to catch me in the spirit right now. You mean to tell me that for 3.5 years, seed was in the ground, but it had no rain. Lord, have mercy. You mean to tell me that what God had planted that went that long without rain was preserved? I'm going to say something. I want you to catch me in the spirit. You mean to tell me that something that should have died, something that should have been over, but because it was planted in God's earth, because the purpose was still there, because the plan was still there, even though the fruit had not came forth, the fruit was already in position. All it needed was rain. It says, and it rained. But guess what? That rain didn't come from a man. That rain came from heaven. That rain came from God. And then the earth, which is the Lord's, brought forth her fruit. You know what that tells me? If God sends rain, I don't care how long the drought has been, the earth got to give up her fruit. When God sends rain, you might have been dry, barren, and fruitless. But when heaven sends rain, the seed that appeared to be over, the promise that appeared to be done, the way that seemed to be not right and unsettled, when God sends rain, everything that the rain from heaven was intended to do. Lord have mercy. Some of you are right now being in some dry places. You feel like you've been in a drought and look like the seed is wasted, look like the time is wasted, look like even the promise is wasted. But I want you to know that God, my prayer tonight is that God's going to send heaven's rain. That God is going to shower us with peace, power, and blessing, protection and healing, and believing that God's going to do great, mighty, and awesome things. Praying that something stops. And praying that something starts. Lord have mercy. Oh, God, I know you should have some things on your prayer. I just felt the anointing of God when I said that. Yeah, I know you got some things you need to pray that it stops. And I know you got some things that you need to pray again and it starts. Tonight we want to believe, God, for heaven's rain, so the earth can give up her increase in this season. You know what it also tells me? Anybody can pray against your prayer. But if God, before what you said, knowing the purpose by which you said it, I promise you, he will see you through. I don't know about you right now, but it's time for the fruit. It's time for the harvest. Lord, have mercy. Tomorrow, we're in a brand new month, a brand new season. My God, I'm here to let you know tonight that I'm believing God, that the earth is going to yield her fruit, that we're going to trust, count on, and depend on God like we never have before, because the earth is going to yield her increase, because I believe God is going to send heaven's rain. Father, we thank you tonight for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy, and your grace. You're an amazing God that does amazing things. And while we are on our knees crying out to you tonight, I pray by the power of the Holy Ghost that you start and stop things that are designed according to your will. We bind wickedness. We bind evil. We bind hatred. We bind racism. We bind separatism. We bind every wicked and demonic device and person that's trying to camouflage right when they know deep down inside everything is wrong about their heart. I speak in the name of Jesus. And right now you save, deliver, and set free. Stop the bondage. Stop the struggle. Stop the addiction. And lose salvation and lose deliverance. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, God, that there is nobody like you. Father, I thank you that the Lord of the harvest is showing up right now. That greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I decree and I declare unlimited resources, unlimited victory. We speak right now by the precious blood of Jesus that houses are covered, that families are covered. God, in the midst of this COVID-19 and coronavirus, I pray you put a hedge and a shield around every one of us. Protect our families, our households, and our children. And even those who are not using wisdom, even those who are rebelling against the proper guidelines of social distancing, we bind that in the name of Jesus. We speak now that he who the Son has set free is free indeed. We cancel, oh God, every satanic plan of the enemy. We come against, oh God, worldwide and global hatred and plans of terrorism and attacks. We cover our borders. We cover our airports, our theme parks. We cover our military troops, our hospitals and our centers and our arenas and our sporting venues and our educational venues. We decree and we declare, oh God, a blood covering in the name of Jesus. Simply in the grocery store, wherever we go, let angels have charge over us to keep us in all our ways. We pray for wisdom in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you send rain, send heaven's rain. We call forth the fruit of righteousness. We call forth the fruit of increase. We call forth the fruit of debt cancellation. We call forth the fruit, oh God of Jehovah Jireh, moving from the north, south, east, and west. Those who are hungry, those who feel helpless, those who feel hopeless, oh God, I pray that you give them what they need. We bind and stop the stress and stop the anxiety, and we speak now, oh God, healing over our mind, body, soul, and spirit. We want wealthy minds and wealthy spirits. We want to be filled with your anointing. We need more innovativeness. We need more creativity. We need, oh God, more right connections. We need, oh God, more discernment and insight. We pray for revelation of your word. We pray for understanding of your truth. And we speak now in the name of Jesus that you're doing great things, that you're doing mighty things, that you're doing holy things, that you're doing gracious things. And we thank you right now. We pray for salvation to those that are lost, those family members, those loved ones, those friends, and those who are overtaken, oh God, with stress. And we speak now for healing for every person in Peace Prayer Army, for every request known, spoken, and unknown, for those who are living in fear, those who are living around, oh God, situations in life that's causing there to be anxiety. We speak in the name of Jesus. We bind every generational curse. We come against every witch, every warlock, every satanic intent, every demonic motive. We speak now, God, by your spirit, even in the workplace where there's racism and hatred. I command, God, you stop it and shut it down. We decree and we declare, even politically, judicially, in law enforcement, in every area, educational, oh God, where there is hatred and divide. Oh God, those who are trying to sow discord, those who have hatred, oh God, I bind it in the name of Jesus. And God, we speak now victory by your spirit. I pray, God, for an overflow. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the miracle after miracle, for the miraculous to dominate, for your glory to be revealed, for your glory to dominate. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that the worship and the preaching and the teaching will shift to another whole dimension. And God, we thank you right now for spiritual covering. We thank you for our spiritual leaders and our spiritual mentors. And God, we speak now, God, that sons and daughters and, oh God, our children will, oh God, be saturated with your power and be saturated with your glory. Oh God, give us an overabundance of wisdom to know what to do and to know how to do it. We need divine timing. We need right connections. We need to know, oh God, when you want us to move, when you want us to be still, how you want us to move, where you want us to move, and to whom we move with. We thank you right now, God, for greater. We speak, oh God, for greater in the name of Jesus. And God, we speak to every mountain and tether to be cast into the sea. We come against every adversary known and unknown. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we pull down the principalities of darkness and sickness. And we decree and we declare that victory is ours in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that it's already done. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. I want you to know that you need to be encouraged. You need to be joyful. You need to be positive. You need to make it up in your mind that, my God, I'm praying that something stops, and I got the power to pray that something starts. Remember this. When you call on the name of God, believe that he shall answer you, and he will. I want you to be safe. Please be safe. Don't follow the trend of those who are not using wisdom. Be safe. Let God protect you, but let him protect you in wisdom. We want you to know, my prayer is that you be blessed, your family, and that you're covered by the blood of Jesus. Remember this, on this coming Thursday, I'm going to be doing Growing from This Place at 8 p.m. Get your friends, get your family, get those that you love, those that need a word, let them be on this call on Thursday at 8 p.m. Be blessed. Be safe. God bless you. Pastor Jonathan McKnight. Thanks for tuning in to the prayer call on this evening. God bless.
That my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving you a problem.